It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Senator Hillary Clinton won a lopsided victory in yesterday's West Virginia primary. But with just a handful of delegates at stake there, she barely made a dent in Senator Barack Obama's lead. Still, Clinton says she'll fight on, and she's making her case for the nomination to the superdelegates who will decide it. One of those superdelegates is Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. He's chairman of the National Congressional Campaign Committee, and he joins us live on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Has Senator Clinton's win yesterday really changed the equation?
I'm not sure it's changed the fundamental dynamic here. It was expected, her win yesterday. It was a big win, but it's one, obviously, in a series of elections, and I think the political system has sort of absorbed the news in advance that she was going to win that race, but still it means that the race will likely continue to go on, and by the end of June we'll have all the primaries in, assuming both candidates remain in the race.
Well, you know, just to take this a little further, some party leaders, also uncommitted as you are, have said that it's very difficult at this point for Senator Clinton to secure the nomination. John Edwards, her former rival for the nomination, told NPR it's very hard for her to make a compelling case for the math.
Well, the question as to whether or not to get out or when to get out is up to each of the candidates. I think what you're going to see is this will play out likely now through June, and then the superdelegates who have not decided will make a decision over the weeks after that. I mean, Howard Dean has set July 1st as an outside date for people to decide, and I think there's a consensus that that has to happen. Nobody wants to go into the convention in August with this hanging over our head, and so I think, assuming this goes through the early primaries, it will get wrapped up fairly soon after that because the undeclared superdelegates will come out. I chair the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and my responsibilities have been to try and increase our numbers in the House, and so I've had to work with both campaigns. But I think after June, assuming both candidates are still in, I and others in similar situations will be making decisions.
Is that the reason for holding out at this point, that you're interested and it's important to work with both of these campaigns in order to keep their supporters on board?
Well, for me, I've been very focused on a number of our elections. In fact, we had a big special election win just yesterday in the state of Mississippi, where the Democrats picked up a seat that had been held by Republicans for decades. It was a district that George Bush carried by 60%. And we worked with both campaigns to try and get them to support our candidate. We did that in the other special elections we won, Don Cazio in Louisiana and the Hastert seat in Illinois. We've now had three big wins in Republican-held seats, which I should say is a good sign for whoever the nominee is going into November.
Well, that's interesting because polling has consistently showed that a sizable number of Democrats say that if their candidate is not chosen, they won't support the one who becomes the nominee. Do you believe that?
I've seen that polling, and I know passions are running high in both camps, as they do in primaries, but these are Democratic primary voters, and I really believe that once the nomination is clinched by one candidate or the other, the supporters of the other will come on board, assuming, and this is the key, that whoever does not win the nomination comes forward and enthusiastically supports the nominee. It can't just be lip service. It can't be one day endorsement. It has to be a concerted effort. And so that's going to be key to bringing the party together, because there are deep divisions right now. One of the concerns of this primary continuing on has been the tone at certain points in time. I am pleased that at least in very recent days, it seems that both candidates are focusing more and more on the main issue here, which is drawing distinctions between themselves in the Democratic position and John McCain, who represents a continuation of the Bush years on the fundamental issues of the economy and the war in Iraq.
Thank you very much for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
Congressman Chris Van Hollen is chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.